This is Rocky Mountain Voices, powered by PodTech.
Our babysitter, when they came to watch the kids, we pointed to my four-year-old son and said, hey, he can show you how to do all this. Because he can. He's got the remote. He knows how to do everything. He knows how to listen to music. He knows how to pick the movie he wants. Very easy. And gone are the days of wiping the Pop-Tart frosting off of the DVDs.
This is Brad Baldwin from Rocky Mountain Voices. I'm here today with Ed Ryan and Jeff Thomas from Control 4. Welcome to the podcast today.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Today, I thought it'd be fun if we could learn a little bit more about distributed audio. In fact, home automation, one of the things you get to have is a lot better access to digital content. And I wanted to hear a little bit about your approach to that, Ed and Jeff. Tell us a little bit about how Control 4 works with audio in the home.
Well, there's two major ways to do distributed audio. One is the traditional way, which we would call analog, where you have your sources in a central place. Say you have a tape deck or a CD changer or something. And then you have an amplifier and you home run, what we call home run, running all the speaker wire from the different rooms all down into that one central amp. And we offer that as well, but with the iPod and the digital revolution of music with MP3s and all the digital formats, people have started wanting to distribute that content across. And being digital, it gives us a lot of ways to do that. We can actually use a standard PC network, an Ethernet network, wirelessly or wired, and capture all those sources, be they on your PC, stored on a hard drive somewhere, or our products. We have a media controller that can store content. And you can play that throughout the home as well. So those are the two major ways to do it. And we support both those ways or a combination of both those ways.
And an advantage to that also is that when you go in and build a home, you can run wires all over. After the home's built, you're stuck if you didn't run the wires unless you love to do sheetrock work. And so now I can go in and I can now add speakers to the room and I can have the same audio all throughout the house using the Control 4 products without having to do any sheetrock work. I can have a full house sound system and listen to my digital music throughout the house in any home.
And one of the cool things for me personally, the journey I went through with digital music, I had all my music on vinyl and then I bought all new CDs. And so when the iPod started coming along and being able to play music off your PC, I had this thing I was going to rip all my CDs onto the PC and have it on my iPod. And one of the things I discovered was that I could only listen to that music when I had my iPod or if I'm in my office with my PC and the speakers coming on my PC weren't the greatest. If I really wanted to listen to music on my stereo and have some nice speakers and a better sound, I was trapped. I couldn't do that. And one of the cool things about digital music and distributed digital music in your home is that it unlocks all that music off your PC or your laptop or your iPod, and it makes it accessible to you all throughout your home. So with our products, you can actually pump that music through your very expensive surround system through all seven speakers. You could have it simultaneously playing throughout all the rooms in your house. So when you're walking through your house, you're just enveloped in music. That was one of the coolest experiences when I put distributed audio into my house. It's not just coming out of that boom box or out of that stereo. It just envelops you wherever you are in the home. So it's really a lifestyle enhancement that people don't realize until you really experience it.
I was thinking about one of my favorite lines from Men in Black, where the agent walks through and says, looks like I'm going to have to buy the White Album again. This, once you get it in a digital format, you're going to be able to use it over and over again without having to worry about another format coming out.
Yeah, well, losing it. Having it scratched, not having it where you want. Oh crap, that CD's in my car. I wanted to listen to it in my house. You have access to your music wherever you are in the house. The other thing that we have is media scenes, which is a really cool thing.
Right. It allows you to, so you've got all these zones in your house, these audio zones, one in the master bedroom, one in the kids' bedroom, one in the den. And it's very easy using media scenes, using the Control 4 software and the user interface to go in and say, I want to listen to Ed's favorite John Denver song in the den, and then I can go up to the master bedroom and I can say, oh, you know what, I want to listen to it here, and why don't I just pump this through the whole house? It's very easy to do from any user interface, any Control 4 user interface in the house.
The interface to get to that audio, in today's world, little teeny remote controls and pushing the right buttons and all those kinds of things, and then actually to find the music you want to listen to, I love the way that iTunes has kind of put all my pictures right. up of all my albums, which is the old vinyl thing, Ed.
Mm-hmm.
We used to love looking at those big vinyl albums because they had such cool pictures on them.
That's true. It was of it.
Tell us about the UI experience and actually selection and choosing of the music.
Well, one of the things that we've discovered, because we've done a lot of research on UI, is that it really is a personal preference kind of thing. You talk about the remote. Some people like to have a device small enough they can put in their pocket if they're walking around the house. They want to be able to adjust volume or switch songs or whatever. Other people like something big and visual and graphic. And what Control 4 offers is a whole range of user interfaces that are all very consistent in how you interact with them. So you don't really need to learn the remote versus a 10-inch touch panel that's in wall or a 4.5-inch that's touch panel that's on your desk or your nightstand. So we offer a variety of interfaces. They're all very consistent. And we do all the things that you talked about. We have access to your entire catalog of music. You can search by artist, by album, by cover art, by genre, and you get to put all this information in or adjust it if you want to. So it really gives you the ability to have full control of your music with the kind of device that you personally are interested in using and comfortable using.
You know, you got kids, different age, teenagers. You know, one's a rap lover, one's a classic rock lover. You personally are a classical music lover. Can I control the music in different rooms in my house?
It's very easy to do. I put this in each of my boys' rooms, and I found that, you know, they're younger kids. I didn't know what kind of music they would like, and I found that I would start hearing different music from each of their rooms, and what they were doing is the younger ones would actually recognize the picture of the cover art from the CD case on the user interface, and they'd pick it that way and choose the music. So it's very easy for them, even the ones that don't read, can actually navigate through pretty easily and listen to their favorite music. So it just allows you to listen to music in any room so much easier for everybody in the family.
You talked about kids who can't read. My kids that can't read are more interested in watching DVDs or movies. Does this same thing work with the visual element, the DVDs?
Oh, yeah. I have a three-year-old son, and he can use the system. He knows to press the red 4 on the remote, and all the video devices turn on, and then he goes and he navigates, and he can find all of his movies, you know, Toy Story or Curious George or whatever he has, just by looking at the cover art, and he can tell which one it is. And so he has access to the entire library of videos that we have. And it's convenient because you don't have to go down and keep changing it for him. And he feels pretty proud to be able to do it himself.
That's how we told our babysitter when they came to watch the kids. We were going out of town for the weekend. We said, we pointed to my four-year-old son and said, hey, he can show you how to do all this. Because he can. He's got the remote. He knows how to do everything. He knows how to listen to music. He knows how to pick the movie he wants. It's very easy. And gone are the days of wiping the Pop-Tart frosting off of the DVDs, because you can put them all in the 400-disc DVD changer. They're all cataloged. They're all presented on the screen for selection. And it's just a very easy system, very convenient system to use for watching movies.
One of the nice things is the paradigm for music and DVDs is identical. You can search music by artist. You can search DVDs by artist.
You don't have to just browse.
Yeah, absolutely. So you can even on the remote, you can use the number keys to correspond to letters like you have on your phone keypad. Then you can just jump down to whatever artist or whatever title that you want, and it'll just cut right to it.
If you just want to do a shuffle mix like you've been doing on your iPod, I can do that.
Yeah. The other cool thing with the audio, so we do all the same things that most distributed audio systems do, but you also get to integrate it with your automation system. So, for example, when the doorbell rings, you can have it play something different or make it part of wake-up scenes when you wake up in the morning, have certain music play. You can program keypad buttons. My wife and I listen to different kinds of music, so we have different keypad buttons where she's got a playlist set up with the majority of music that she has, and when you press that button, it joins the kitchen, the laundry room, our living room together into one zone using a media scene. And then her playlist plays in shuffle, random shuffle mode. So whenever she feels like listening to music, she just presses one button. Now for me, I have a different button right underneath, and if I want to use my music, I do that. So you can automate everything together into the home automation system. So it's not just a distributed music system.
You can customize and personalize this quite a bit, right?
Absolutely.
How hard is that? Do you require a dealer for that, or is there any feedback I can put into it?
The system allows a lot of configuration. A dealer can set it up to do basically anything that they want. The user's experience is more personalized by how they use the system. In other words, we talked about how you access music. You can access music different ways. If you're a visual person, you want to look at cover art. You may like to search your music based on album name. You may like to search your music based on artist name. People, like Ed said, people do different things. And so it's personalized in both ways. It can be personalized upon configuration and personalized in use.
And with our systems, we give away, or comes with a system, a composer, a media edition product, which really allows you to manage your music library and create new genres, sort things, edit the information about the metadata, the information about the new CDs that you put in, or the new digital music. You can scan that. We go out to the internet. We pull down all the information, the cover art, information about the album. So all the kind of information that you would read on the album cover now is part of the system. So the user has the ability to customize that to whatever extent that they want.
Let's talk for a moment at the end here about lifestyle. I mean, what does this really mean for the mother with children or the senior couple that's in their final dream home? What does this do for the people?
To me, it was really simple. It just made listening to music so much more enjoyable, and you do it a lot more because it's just really easy. We have it now wherever we are in the house. We had a dinner party the other night, and we put on Phantom of the Opera kind of in the background, some little classical music. We just wouldn't do things before if you had to find the CD, put it in the boombox, whatever. It's just so convenient. It incorporates music into your lifestyle, and you just use it so much more. And if you enjoy music, then you will be amazed at what a change this brings.
Yeah, we found the same thing. We listen to a lot more music in the house. But in addition to that, the other nice advantage is control. In our kitchen, we have a joint kitchen family room, and the kids run into the family room, turn the TV on before school. We say, no, you've got to come over and eat breakfast. And they're over there goofing off. I just reach over and I press pause on the touch screen, pauses the DVR in the family room. They look at me, okay, what now? It's time to eat breakfast. You can go back and watch that later. So just at your fingertips, you're able to adjust lights, you're able to adjust the volume, you're able to mute your music. It's just very easy to use and gives you control to all these things in your house in a very easy environment.
So it feels like it's really creates a lot of mood in the home. It creates a lot of comfort, the warmth. Unless you want to listen to some Bon Jovi like me, then it kind of puts the hair down a little bit, or whatever it might be. So really, I guess, makes your home much more friendly, much more fun.
Just a lot more fun and convenient, too. Having access to your entire digital your entire music library at the touch of a finger, be able to sort through, search, as opposed to having to go out and find it and fumble around with CDs or whatever. It's just so much more convenient. So you use it more.
It really is effortless entertainment. It's so easy to use everywhere. And control of the lights. I walk upstairs, I hit one button, all the lights go off, make sure my TV's off, everything. You have everything at your fingertips, and it just makes life so much easier.
Every day easy.
Well, it sounds like we've learned a lot about the distributed audio in the home. Again, you've made me envious. I've got to talk to you about some pricing. Got to get this home automation. I could see my wife. She loves music. But I will tell you the biggest challenge is getting to the CD, opening it up, putting it into the tray, and then it's, you know, 60 minutes later, it's time for another one. What a hassle. So I really like where you're going.
Yeah, once you have it, you won't live without it.
Yeah, I'm going to have to check with you a little bit later, Ed. Thank you, guys. I appreciate the feedback. It's been exciting.
Thanks. Great. It's fun to talk about.
This has been a Rocky Mountain Voices podcast. Visit us on the internet at www.rockymountainvoices.com.